Have with me Mr. François Poher, who is the director of the hospital and the Hospice de Beaune. Aline Sella-Valbaume, who is the director of the luxury goods, including wine, of course, for Christie's. And Pablo Huarte, also from Christie's, who is looking after all the aspects of the sale and will talk us through how to buy the wine later on. So I'm going to go back a few hundred years, if you don't mind, but very quickly, back to 1443, when the Chancellor of the Duchy of Burgundy, Nicolas Rollin, decided that it was time to reinvest some of the what he had earned through his lifetime for a great cause. And so he founded the Hospital of the Hospice de Beaune, which remains to this day in the middle of Beaune as the wonderful building called the Hotel Dieu. And over the years, various people were kind enough to give donations, sometimes not always of vineyards, but they included many vineyards to the Hospice de Beaune, which enabled the Hospice to keep running and indeed provide all the good causes. Now, eventually, there were enough vineyards that it made sense to try to formalize how to earn from them. And from in 1859, there was the first sale of wines emanating from that year's crop, from all the vineyards which had been built up over the years for the Hospice de Beaune. And I'm pleased to say that people continue to give donations, so we are adding to the list of the cuvées which are sold. Otherwise, it's the same cuvée each year. Now, this year is very special because it's the 160th anniversary, or at least it's the 160th sale. It's in 1956, the weather was so bad that they couldn't have the sale. And I'm now going to introduce Mr. François Poher, who has the happy job of, as well as running the hospital, he also has to run the vineyard and indeed the Hotel Dieu. So, good morning. How are you today?
Not so bad. Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit about what your role is and what it means for the hospital to have this wonderful sale.
Well, my role is not so interesting, but what is very special is what, as I usually say, we are an hospital like every other hospital, but we are so different than the others' hospitals, because there is not only because we have a domain, a vineyard, exceptional and a very special museum. If we are Hospice de Beaune, it's because, like in the vineyard, we have special routes, it's the same routes between a population, about 1,100 of persons, and with us. And there is a very special relationship between a population of Burgundy, this part of Burgundy, and our hospital, since near from 600 years.
And so now with all the funds which come in each year from the sale, they go directly to the hospital, nobody else gets anything, and with them you do you're able to invest in hospital machinery, build a new wing. What else are you able to use the money for?
Essentially, you give the response. It's principally for investments. Our new project this year is to begin the last part of the rebuilding of the new hospital, principally where we have our rooms for all the persons which are in our hospital, principally this year.
Okay. And obviously this year's sale in 2020 is going to be a little bit different because of the sanitary requirements. And we appreciate your being here today, because having to run the hospital in 2020 must be particularly stressful. Clearly it's going to be necessary to reduce the number of people who can come. Is that what will happen?
Yes, it's 50% only of audience for the sale, because of the restrictions, the national and local restrictions. But our our duty also is to maintain the tradition and to maintain this sale. There is no choice. We have to continue to live. We have to continue to take care of the population, and we have.
On my screen, we've lost you for a minute. I'm not sure if that's true for others. Right. Now, so 2020, it's going to be a special vintage. We'll be talking about that later on in terms of the wine. We'll also be talking about how people can join in if they can't come in person. You, of course, will be there throughout the sale. And there's one bit in the middle of the sale, and this dates back to 1978, the first year, when the normal barrels, sale of the normal barrels is interrupted briefly so that one very special barrel can be sold for a very slightly different cause. And this is called the Pièce du Président, the President's Barrel. Tell us about this barrel for 2020.
Oh, this year it's this wine hasn't yet been sold for the Pièce of President. It's from the coast, La Côte de Nuit. But you will be better than I to speak about this special wine. We selected really each fruit for to do it, but what is very special is that the Château of Chambord, which is really known in the entire world, castle of King François Premier, they gave us the wood, the piece of wood necessary to do this barrel. And we have a very unique wine in a very unique barrel. And the cause is also very special because 100% of the euros will go to support all the hospital workers of France, which has been victims of COVID-19. So it's when we prepared this this auction 1 year ago, we pretended for a birthday to honor all the hospital workers, and we couldn't imagine the pandemic at this time. But and probably if I am today a little bit emotion, it's why it's because 100 of our workers has been sick this year of COVID-19, and one nurse is no more with us. And these days it's also really difficult in Europe and in Burgundy, but we must continue, as I've said, we must continue our duty. We must continue to have projects. And this piece of president is really important for us, but how can I say? It's a manner to tell to all the hospital workers in the entire world, we are with you. One day in this year, the entire world is with the hospital workers, because every day we are in charge of you. But the 15th of November, please send us this message. You are with us.
Thank you. That is really eloquently and emotionally expressed, and shows really how important this sale is in the particular Pièce du Président. Thank you so much, Mr. Perr. I hope you can stay with us, but if you need to go and run the hospital in this difficult time, of course, we understand that. But,
okay,
thank
I
you.
Apologize.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
So returning to the sale, in 2005, there was a big, big change. Prior to that, a local auctioneer had run the sale, and it had been entirely for the local merchants, the press, not the press, I beg your pardon, the local merchants, the négociants, who had bought the barrels in big lots. They'd buy six barrels at a time. And then in 2005, there was a big change, and Christie's were invited to take over the running of it. And that was to enable private customers to be able to buy the wine a barrel at a time. And so I'm very pleased to have Aline Sillevalmum here, who is, as I said at the start, the director of Luxury. And so if Aline, if we can welcome you to join.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see you. Lovely.
Perfect.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Jasper. So yes, I must say this is a very special sale for Christie's to run. We've been involved in the sales, as you said, since 2005 and led it. And I must say, every single year, it is a really special moment for all the Christie's wine staff. Of course, we normally have specialists coming from Asia, from, you know, from London, from the United States to be able to support the sale. So it's also a big bonding project internally. We have basically 50% of Christie's Paris staff who come and support, you know, under various type of tasks and roles to make the sale a success. And I must say, this is a really special sale for all of us, because we do have this impression that not only do we try to bring the best of, let's say, French culture and heritage to the world through obviously the highly sought after wines of Burgundy, but also we're trying to help and sell great wine for a good cause. And I must say that, obviously, as Mr. Poe very eloquently put it, this year is going to be even more so and even more special. Of course, the pandemic has thrown a few roadblocks on our way, so it's going to be obviously more difficult for some of our colleagues internationally to join, but some of them will endure the pain of the quarantine to be with us and support the sale, and a lot of others are actively supporting the sale as we speak, organizing promotion events for the sale internationally, with your participation, Jasper, as well, in Asia, in the United States, in various countries of Europe, because we do feel, as Mr. Poe put it, that it not only is it important that we give even more capacity for the Hospice de Beaune Hospital to invest, but also to support the Pièce des Présidents and give a very concrete kind of support to the hospital workers across France, and I think all over Europe and worldwide. There has been this moment during lockdown where there was a round of applause every single day at a special moment in time to support the hospital workers, and I think it meant a lot to a lot of them. But we have to remember that some of them have lost, you know, obviously as a fell victim to COVID, or have been through difficult circumstances. And through this Pièce des Présidents, we will be able to help the schooling, the housing of a number of them who have been a victim for, you know, like being on the front line of this pandemic. So that's why it's really important to us. I would just want to briefly say that what Christie's brought to the mix, as we said in the sale, is by its international footprint. So we're now able to sell, and we're happy to have these barrels go to very exotic places all over the world, from the Bahamas to Singapore. So of course, our network of offices and representatives all over the world is definitely made a difference in terms of engaging private customers to be able to buy those wine en primeur, which is the only en primeur sale that they basically have access to for Burgundy wine, which is really special. Obviously, our multi-channel approach, where you can be on the phone, you can be online, you can leave written absentee bids, but of course, under normal circumstances, you also be quite actively in the sale room, comes very handy when it comes to the pandemic, because now we are able to, you know, service our clients no matter what, and despite the restrictions to travel or to physical presence. So for us, it's really an important project. As we said, we are very proud, because Burgundy wines and their quality as well have you know, like shine under especially Ludivine Gribeau's you know, since she's been at the helm of it. And so we're very happy to be able to just bring our little help to further push the success of the Hospice de Beaune wines.
Aline, I look forward to seeing you in Beaune then on the 15th of November. And obviously, we won't be able to go out partying the night before or the night afterwards, but we'll be there to do the work, which is the important thing.
Totally.
Thank you very much for introducing me to Christie's philosophy. And I mentioned perhaps to Anthony Hansen, Master of Wine, who was the originator of this with Christie's and really drove it home. And I took over from him 5 years ago, but it was Anthony's initial energy that has made this happen so well. So what I'm proposing to do now is to talk through some of the 50 lots which will be available. That's to say the 50 wines. It comes to more than 50 lots, of course, because there are multiple barrels of many of them. There's only one barrel of Pilunio Moreche, but there'll be 25 barrels of some of the other cuvées. And I'm not going to talk through all of them, but I'm just going to break them down into little areas. So that we can sort of get a view as to what's possible. And also we can indicate which might be the way to go if you want to have a cuvée that's for drinking young, or if you want to have a cuvée to keep for a long time. Because many people are interested in buying a barrel to celebrate something that's wonderful, like birth of a child or their marriage or maybe a grandchild or whatever else. But in those cases, you would like to have something which is going to last until the child or the grandchild grows up enough to be allowed to have a glass of wine. And of course, most of these wines, these are pretty special wines, and they will last for 20, 25 years, often a lot longer than that. So I'm going to look at the reds first, and then I'm going to ask Pablo to join in, and we'll talk about how you might actually bid for some of these things. And then I will finish off with the white wines. So the reds, they break down into a first grouping of the wines which are reasonably affordable in style. They come from the villages which are set back a tiny bit from the main part of the Côte. So things like Pernod Vergelès, Auxey-Duresse, Santenay, Montlhy, and there are three different cuvées from the village of Savigny-les-Bains. Most of the wines are at the Premier Cru level, and these will typically cost you somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000 euros for a barrel, which sounds like a lot of money, but you get 288 bottles of wine in your barrel. And if you enjoy drinking wine, that will last you a little bit of time, but you might be a bit worried that that's going to be too much wine for any one person to take on board. But of course, you can buy a barrel of wine with your friends, make a little syndicate of people who'd all like to be part of it. So equally, if you drink a lot of wine, you might think that 288 bottles isn't quite enough. Buy several barrels. We will not try to dissuade you from doing that. Amongst those are typically wines which are going to be ready to drink after about 5 years and will last 10 or 15 years, but they're less likely to be the cuvées that you want to keep for 20 plus years. Then we move to the group of Beaune Premier Cru vineyards. And amazingly, there are 10 different cuvées from Beaune. Some of them are of single specific Premier Crus, like the Beaune Grève or the Beaune Clos des Avaux. But more typically, they are blends of several different complementary vineyards, which may be because that's the way that the vineyards were donated in the first place, or it may be a decision from the Hospice de Beaune that this is the best thing to do in order to get a really attractive wine. Now, I had a small pre-taste this morning, but not long enough to be able to form definite opinions. And I looked at the whites more than the reds. But at the beginning of next week, I'm going to taste every single cuvée and more than once. And by Tuesday of next week, so that would be the evening of the 3rd of November, we will have full tasting notes on all the wines, and we will send those out to everybody, and they'll be available on through Christie's or through my website. So we'll find every way that we can send these round. Catalogues will also be due fairly shortly as well. And after then, you can read through the notes and get a really clear idea. You know roughly where you want to go. You want to go to Beaune, you want to go to Volnay, but you can then work out which is the cuvée for you. And just very briefly, two of the top cuvées are from the husband and wife who created the Hospice in the first place, Nicolas Rollin and Guigoin de Sana. And the Nicolas Rollin cuvée is always a little more tannic, a little sturdier, a little more structured, and is clearly a wine to be kept for the longest time. And the Guigoin de Sana is a wine of immense grace and charm and delicacy perhaps, but more than that, because it's got plenty of energy too. And that's a wine which you could drink younger, but in fact, Guigoin will last at least as long as her husband, In real life, she lasted quite a bit longer. And that's a wine that that you can keep for a long time. And there are others like the Dame de Charité, which will be equally quite long lasting, or the Bonne Grève Cuvée Floquet. So again, we can lead you in the right direction. If you want something that's light and charming, then it would be perhaps the Bonne Montrevenot Premier Cru, which is a slightly gentler fruit and less structure. But if you want to, and the Bonne wines, they might start at 10 or 11,000 euros and get 14, 15, occasionally at 17, 18,000. So they're coming up towards the mid-priced cuvées. And in the middle, you have Volnay and Pommard, two twin villages, if you like, next door to each other. And in years gone by, I would have said Volnay is the place to be. Whatever you do, just Volnay is the sweet spot, and it remains absolutely beautiful. And I particularly love the two cuvées of Volnay Sontenot that we have to offer, again, which are wines which have plenty of structure and power for the long term. But with global warming, Pommard has joined them on the podium. It used to be that we said that the tannins in Pommard were a little bit rustic, and that was because the soils in Pommard tend to have a deeper clay, which retains the water. If you have a lot of water in the soil, then that feeds the vegetation and the grapes don't get quite as ripe, and so the tannins aren't quite as ripe. But with the global warming, the soils have dried out a bit more, and you actually get far more interesting wines from Pommard than used to be the case. And I noticed this first in 2018, and it's been replicated in 19 and 20. So perhaps the top Pommard cuvée is the single vineyard one from Les Epineaux, named for the monk Dom Goblet. That will be a tiny bit more expensive. But otherwise, you have village Pommard and premier cru Pommard and plenty to choose from. And amongst the Volnay, there are four or five cuvées, again, with slight price differences. So you can choose where you want to be, and you can choose which one is going to last the longest. However, some of you have had a good year and you really want to splash out further. And that leads us to the Grand Crus, beginning with the Côte de Beaune and the Hill of Coton. And there are various options here. The most classic of them, perhaps, and there is plenty of it, plenty of barrels, is the Coton Charlotte Dumay. Charlotte Dumay was a very special lady who left her fortune and her vineyards to the Hospice de Beaune as long ago as, I think, 1539. So the Hospice has had the benefit of them for nearly 500 years, and they do produce some rather wonderful wine from a mix of Coton Renard, which gives structure, and Coton Bressande, which is the charming side, and the two together make a very complete cuvée. And then at the top of the Cotons is the Clos du Roi. That's the king's vineyard, and the king got to choose the best bits in most of the villages, at any rate. And the Clos du Roi is the special one, head and shoulders, probably above most of the other Coton vineyards. So that's another option for you. And here we're typically in the low 20,000s of euros per barrel of 288 bottles. Then we have three amazing Grand Crus from the Côte de Nuit. I know it's the Hospice de Beaune, but we include these vineyards in the Côte de Nuit. And they are Echezeau, a small but very good cuvée, Mezy Chambertin, always a wonderful cuvée, and happily we have plenty of it. So that tends to be the great sort of the value option amongst the Grand Crus. And then Clos de la Roche, which actually comes under two different cuvée names, but it's all the same wine. But as two different people gave the legacy, the wine is sold under two names. And this year, that is where the single barrel of the wine, which is the Pièce du Président, will come. So it's unique, not just because it's Clos de la Roche, and this is a great vineyard after all in Burgundy, because you have it made by people like Domaine Ponceau and Domaine Leroy and Hubert Lignier and Domaine Dujac. So really some of the top names have Clos de la Roche. But from the Hospice holding, one barrel has been made separately in a different way. So the grapes for this barrel were actually vinified in the barrel with all the whole bunch of the grapes, not just the individual berries themselves. I've got a picture of Ludovine Grivaud punching down the grapes with her own hands to help the maceration. And Ludovine apologizes. She's very sorry that she can't be with you. She would be much more eloquent than me talking about these wines, but there's a little bit of illness in the family, which she's had to deal with today. Not going to be serious, so no long-term worries, but it just happened when you've got a family that just happened that she had to go and sort things out during this morning. So this barrel of Clos de la Roche, being made in its special wooden barrel from the historic forest of Chambord, that's going to be our pièce du président. And we do not yet know who the president himself or herself will be, but it'll be a very special person who will be there on the day, imploring you all to bid for this this great special cause and a wonderful barrel of wine. I will talk in a second about the whites. Maybe now is the moment to ask Pablo also to come in and join us and talk through what it means to bid for a barrel of wine. So, hi Pablo, how are you doing? Are you in Paris?
Hello, hello everyone. Yes, in Paris.
Great. So Aline actually mentioned it earlier that there are different ways to bid because we know that most people can't come. But first of all, do you need to sign up with Christie's?
Yes, actually, the best way is starting by sending us an email to bon@christies.com, so we can register for the sale. And then there are four ways to bid in our sale. So I would say one is going online via Christie's Live. Two would be also choosing bidding by phone. Three, you can also leave a written bid prior to the sale. And four, just come in person to Bonn to bid in the sale room. As we know, this year with some restrictions of in terms of number of people we can welcome there.
Great. Incidentally, if anybody has any questions, either about the wines or about the technical, about how to go about it, you do have a little Q&A, question and answer, button that you can find somewhere on your screens, and feel free to type in a question and I will endeavor to follow that and to we will try and respond to it while we're all online together. So those are the ways that you could bid. Now, I've been talking about the value of the different barrels a little bit, but that is the hammer cost, and there are of course other charges, so we should perhaps outline those now. So what else might somebody have to pay?
Yeah, so the process basically will be you have first your barrel bid price, of course, that would be the hammer price. You then would need to get like the barrel, the content itself. So that's around 500 euros. Plus the Christie's fees, and then the price of tendering, of course, that would need to choose a Burgundy negociant to tender the wine, and then the wine would be bottled between 12 and 24 months, depending on the wine. So that's basically the process.
Okay. So yes, you talk about tending of the barrel, because we're obviously selling in November the very, very new wines, which are just 1 or 2 months after the harvest. But in January, I think it is, barrels will leave the Hospice de Bonne and they will go to the negociants who either have bought the barrels themselves or who you have asked to look after your particular barrel. And we can advise, can't we, Pablo, who would be the best for any given barrel?
Yes, of course. The depending on the wine you would like to buy, either you are already in contact with a Burgundy negotiant that you have good relationship with, and you can go with it naturally, or of course, if you need some advice, we can always guide you through there, and depending on the cuvée, we will orient you to for example, one negotiant willing to tender Clos de la Roche or Corton Charlemagne or Bon Premier Cru.
Great. And you know, we work with these people regularly year in, year out, and we can definitely make a good match for you. We have a question which is about the bidding increments, and as I have the catalogue from last year here in front of me, I can answer that. So the bidding might start lower than 5,000, but given that most of the barrels will sell above that price, Between 5,000 and 10,000 euros, the increments are 500 euros. Above 10,000 up to 20,000, the increment is 1,000 euros. And then from 20,000 to 30,000, it's 2,000 euros. So we'll go 20, 22, 24, etc. so that's roughly how it works. And it all gets quite exciting in the sale room. And we have our team of professional auctioneers. I think they're all, are they all from Paris, Aline?
Yes, they are. For this time, we rely on more local resources again due to construction. But they are all very to the auction, and we will have a strong female representation.
Yes, exactly. I think last year, was it 100% last year?
It was.
I think all girls. Yes, that's why we got such good prices last year.
Exactly.
Yeah. Grand. So thank you for that question, by the way. And do keep other questions coming if there are things that you would like more clarity on. All the information will be in the back of the catalogue, and there's also a little booklet. And in fact, Pablo, we should perhaps mention also that there is a dedicated email address, isn't there, for every query?
Which yes, is... exactly. So, which is bone, like bone at christis.com. Simply, so that's the email where you can reach us to even register to the sale, ask some questions regarding the cuves, the catalog, the negotiations, I mean everything. We are available to answer any question you would have. Simply just drop a line to that address.
And right. Pablo, we've also received a question about the Saturday tasting that normally takes place. So due to COVID restriction.
Yeah, so that would be again very restricted number of people to attend there. So if you're already interested in that, just please send us an email our best to ensure you have a place there and you're able to taste all the wines.
Yeah.
Yes. So exactly. Please continue to email boon@christis.com if you'd like to either participate in the room, as we said, for the sale or to the tasting, because attendance numbers will be limited.
Okay. And if you want particular advice on cuvées, I will be there on the all over the weekend, of course. But also, if you come through the bone@christis.com, and any queries about where should I go, which barrel, can come through to me, and I'll be very happy to get back in touch with you. One more thing then on the technical side, you get your 288 bottles, and they all look, I've just got one handy by me. I will hold it up to the screen. I hope you can see that, and it's in its wonderful Auspices de Beaune livery. But you can get it a little bit personalized. So Pablo, tell us about that.
Yes, of course. So this is specific point to this already special sale, meaning that once the tendering, once the wine is ready to be bottled, you can choose to personalize your label with adding your name or the name of your business or the name of your friends association. So making this cuvée already unique, more unique. So that's from one side, and from the other side, you can also choose the format of the bottlings for the barrel. So that means you can either have around 288 bottles, or just perhaps if you want some magnums, you can bottle magnums, you can bottle even more bigger formats. So that's really, you have the freedom to choose formats and labels. So that makes, again, the buying process and the sale very unique.
Thank you very much for that. And we've just had a question saying, how can we find out more on the process from purchase of the barrel through to delivery of wine, costs and so on? Again, if you would just address an email to bone@christies.com, they will, we will, the team will send you through a document which explains all that in detail. I'm now going to go back to the wines, and we've looked at the reds. I'll talk about the white cuvées, and then I'll say a few words about this 2020 vintage and the quality we can expect from 2020. So on the white wines, there are fewer cuvées. It's approximately 2/3 red cuvées to 1/3 white cuvées. And white cuvées are often smaller in size as well, because over the years, the Ospies has built up a bigger red wine portfolio. But the whites also start with two or three slightly less expensive cuvées. For example, Puy-Frise, if you really love a richer, rounded, sunny style of Chardonnay. I just tasted it this morning, and it's a cracker this year. And the Saramin, which is for something which is a little bit more in the mineral, a little bit tenser style, probably half a degree less ripe, but more for that flavor profile. Not quite hitting as far as Chablis. And we do have some Chablis, but it's only 3 barrels of Chablis, but it's a Premier Cru Côte de Lèche. There's also a Bone Premier Cru, and from one vineyard that's up above Tour des Mouches, it's called Montrevineau. I walk through there on Sunday. I try and walk in the vines most weekends. And clearly, it's a much whiter soil there, and it really works for white wine. There's one little barrel of Puligny-Montrachet, but the strong points are Meursault and then the Grand Crus. And in Meursault, you have a choice of 2 village wines, Cuvée Lopin and a Cuvée Gouraud. Then you have a Premier Cru Porrezo, and 2 Meursault Charme and 2 Meursault Genévrier. Again, when I am able to prepare all the notes for you, you'll have an indication of which cuvée is heading in which direction. But I love the delicacy and complexity of the Genévrier. And then there is a slightly richer, more immediately upfront character of Charme. These are wines which will last a long, long time. In fact, at a Michelin-starred hotel in Hong Kong just a couple of years ago, they had a 1985 Meursault Charme on the wine list, which we ordered up a bottle, and it was in fantastic condition at 33 years old. And then your Grand Crus are mostly from the Hill of Corton. There's a white Corton Blanc. There's a Corton Vergen, a special little mini bit of the hillside, which has proved itself to be a white bit of Corton rather than red. And then 2 cuvées of the most famous Corton Charlemagne, one named after the Roi Soleil, Louis XIV, and one named after a benefactor in the 18th century, François de Sena, which I'm not allowed to have any particular favourites, but if I were allowed to have any favourites, then I think it might well be that cuvée. And for those of you who are really feeling like having something truly exciting, there is will be just a few barrels of Bâtard Montrachet, which comes in, of course, rather more expensively, even than the Corton Charlemagne's, but goodness me, that's a special, special wine. So what to expect from 2020 as an actual Burgundy vintage? Now, sort of the rule book changed a little bit with 2018 when we had the first of the recent much warmer years, 2018, 2019, 2020. They're all 3 cracking good vintages in this sort of post-global warming style, if you like. And every year, Ludovin has 2 tricky decisions to make. One is when to start, and the other is in which order to pick the vineyards. And in 2020, she was able to take just a few days holiday at the beginning of August, came back expecting to start somewhere around about the 25th of August, went on her first morning back, toured the grapes and the vines and said, okay, we're gonna start earlier. So she advanced it to the 18th, which is, I think, a record date of start. And it's certainly a record date of finish, because never before has everything been picked during the month of August. But she did really well to make that call to start early. Obviously, with one of my other wine hats on, I spent a lot of time visiting the growers, and everybody had their different opinions. Some others started on the 17th and 18th. Some people waited. The problem is, if you waited, you started getting really high alcohol levels. And in fact, the alcohol levels at the Ospies de Beaune in 2020 are a little bit below 2018 and probably a little bit below 2019. So 12.7 degrees was the lowest. Other cuvées are typically 13.5 is quite regular this year, but it doesn't, very rarely does it go above 14. So the balance has been kept. There's also better acidity this year than in either of the two previous years. So the reds, alas, are in very small supply. It's around about, I haven't done exact calculations, but it's around about 25 hectolitres per hectare. And normally the OSBs would be hoping for between 35 and 40. You're allowed to make much more, but it's not great for quality if you go to the full permitted yield. So it's going to be a little bit limited in volume, not catastrophically so in 2020, but volumes are down. And the wines, as I say, I had a sneak preview this morning, they are extremely intense in colour, but the flavour has remained very fresh, and that's important. And again, Ludovine showed her skills here because she slightly changed her routine of making the wines. So she gave them a longer and cooler pre-maceration. So normally she'd do that, you'd cool the grapes down to 10 or 12 centigrade. And this year she went lower than that and for a little bit longer because she really, really wants to extract the fresh flavors of the fruit and not risk having anything overheated. Equally during the main part of the fermentation, she kept the temperature down to 26, 28, sorry to be a bit technical, centigrade, when in another year it might be 30 or 32. And from what I've tasted so far, she absolutely has got these fresh red fruit flavors in the wine, which is so important. All the sugar fermentations have gone through very well. There've been no nasty surprises. And because the harvest was early and the auction is at its normal time, the wines will have had a chance to become a little bit more readable, understandable by the time of the auction. The whites are a little bit larger in crop. And they ripened a tiny bit later than the reds, in fact. When the harvest came in on the first day, Ludovine picked about equally reds and whites, because it's only when you've processed grapes that you have a proper idea to understand how good the wines may be and whether they're ready or whether you want to wait a bit more. And the view was we should go ahead and complete doing the reds, whereas the whites, they're only just getting ready, they're still very fresh. The flavors can still improve further and our acidity is good enough so that we don't risk losing it. So the whites got left to the second half. Everything was done over 11 days. So it's typically the second half of that period that most of the whites came in. And there is an amazing energy about these wines. We know that the 2019 whites are very good. 2018 whites are very plentiful. 2020 is between the two in terms of the volume. So it's about, I think, 38 hectolitres a hectare. So you would always expect a slightly higher yield for whites over reds, and that's been delivered this year. So we're comfortable with that figure, and the wines have got such energy about them that I think this is probably going to be the best of the last three fine vintages for white wines. So that's a very, very rapid view. As I said before, we will be able to supply you with much more detail as I taste all the wines in detail, as we're able to send you the catalogue and the tasting notes. Aline, may I ask you for another word to round out what we have been able to talk about today?
I think there was one final question. Maybe Pablo, you can answer this one.
Yes, one question about the number of barrels this year. And we will have exactly 630 barrels this year.
Okay.
So you will have all the details in the catalog, of course. Yeah. But that's the number of this year, which is of course between the year the last year, which were less, but a little bit more than 18.
And also something to mention is that we will have an e-catalog version. So for everyone on digital, the e-catalog will be available on our website directly, and you can get all this information again from it. So yeah, thank you very much, Jasper, for leading us through this very comprehensive, I think, presentation of all the aspects of the sale. We do hope to have you on the line, either participating, reaching out. I mean, you know, like year is not your year, we would be more than happy to just, you know, like be in touch and follow up with you. But just wanted to reassure you that despite the fact that we are under very specific circumstances, the sale can go ahead as per normal. Again, there are multiple options to follow the sale, and we will be able, of course, to deal with the barrel and the tender of the barrels locally. So because you have to wait 2 years to get to taste your wine anyways, I think the current circumstances do not bear too heavily on the sheer process of the sale. And on the other hand, I mean, every euro or pound you will invest in those wines, as we said, are going to help the hospital, the people affected by COVID-19 and other disease. And so that's really a great contribution of yours to this great cause.
And remember, you can have your own name, or the name to your friends. And it can also be, for those of you listening in from Asia, it can be in Chinese characters. It doesn't have to be in Western script. So we encourage you all to join us in one form or another on November the 15th. Aline, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, everyone. Behind, and thank you to Mr. François Poer, who has gone back to run his hospital, the most important job.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.